Yes, you all are. You are all peace, all love, all everything good. That really helps to start the talk as we end this month about community. And this talk about community actually is all about you. If you've looked at the bulletin, you see that I kind of stole or borrowed the saying. The talk title is, I am the community I wish to live in. And I think you guys can guess the quote I'm coming from. And actually, come to find out as I did my research that this quote is not from who you think it is. Actually, we don't know where this quote is. Be the change you wish to see in the world. I know you want to say Gandhi said it. Actually, Gandhi said, if we could change ourselves, the tendency in the world would also change. As a man changes in his own nature, so does the attitude of the world change towards him. We need not wait to see what others do. In the New York Post and in a variety of places, no one knew where the other quote came from. They think it's just a collaboration of this. But this is still good because this is what we're talking about. That you truly, if you shift yourself, you change yourself, you will alter your temple, alter your city, alter your neighborhood, your community, alter the world. One person at a time. We all can do this. And so I would invite you to just really quickly close your eyes again. This is just a quick one. When I ask you, what is the community? What are the characteristics of the community you would love to live in? Picture that. Start feeling that. All right, now open up your eyes. It's one of the few times that the minister will give up the talking point. Tell me what you saw and felt.
Joy.
Potlucks. What?
Potlucks.
Potlucks. I think Beth is a little hungry. Potlucks it is.
Safe
for everyone. Harmony, I heard.
Acceptance.
Friendship.
Welcome.
Crowds.
Welcoming.
Nature.
Crowds.
Keep calm. Peace. Nature.
Welcome.
Quiet. Parties.
Fun.
Patience. Unconditional love.
Laughter.
Conversations. What kind of conversations, Pat? Because I can have a conversation with you and get a girlfriend on you. Healthy conversations, uplifting conversations. Actually, Pat could mean any conversation, because any conversation can actually come to healing. So, yes, what else?
Loving kindness.
Forgiveness. Prosperity.
Yes.
Supportive.
Happiness.
So can divine kindness. So can we all agree to that would be a wonderful community to live in? Yes. Can I add some things in there? Like someone said diversity. How about also learning from each other because of the diversity and teaching everyone? Being open. How about that? How about being in a place where you can leave your doors unlocked without any worry because we look out for one another? I heard this safety. Say that, Michael?
Sharing love.
Does that sound like a little slice of heaven, all that put together? A little slice of heaven? And what did you just say, Jeannie? What kind of community? Okay, hopefully Jeannie said unity, but I heard nudity. That was the look on my face. And Jeannie, if that's your heaven. And unity is also very good. And so one of my favorite definitions, I'll say again, this is definition about community. A community is best defined as a group of people who, regardless of diversity, of their backgrounds, have been able to accept and transcend their differences, enabling them to communicate effectively and openly and to work together towards goals identified by and for the common good. That is a slice of heaven. And let me tell you that if you want that slice of heaven, it begins with you. Because if we want that divine, beautiful community, it is already within us. It is already us. We just need to show up and show out how wonderful we are so that we can create our world and be a model for others and show them that they can create it. We get this from the Bible, actually, from one of the aspects of the Sermon on the Mount. If you look at what heaven is all about, that each of us not only create heaven, but heaven is within us. I give you the Lord's Prayer, only a part of the Lord's Prayer. And most of us learn the Lord's Prayer. I was forced to say it quite a few times when I was with my grandmother. And it goes something like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in
heaven.
Now, the translation I have, I like versus thy kingdom. It says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think it translates a little bit better because we're saying that this, and I'll explain a little bit more. I'll give you what Charles Fillmore says. We think of heaven as a place of unending happiness. We just said it. Yes, that's a heaven to us. And we have been taught that it is somewhere up in the skies, this heaven. But in the geography of the universe, sometimes he's so hard to read, but sometimes he's poetry. In the geography of the universe, heaven has not been authoritatively marked. Jesus Christ, of all those claiming intimate acquaintance with spiritual things, gave heaven definite location. He often referred to the Father, which also could be an aspect, it could also be known as heaven, that the Father is dwelling within him, Jesus said. He also told others that the Spirit of God dwelt in them. Jesus said, it dwells in me, God dwells in me, and it dwells in you. Get it? So as a climax, he definitely located heaven where? Within us, within each and every one of us, within all of us. When I say all of us, am I blocking out anyone? That person that you don't like very much, is heaven in them? I heard someone say no. Sorry to bust your bubble, but heaven definitely and God resides in them. And truth, I'm glad for that truth because sometimes we don't act in the way that we need to. That is the issue. Most of the time we do deal with our fears and our lack and that ego component that just shows us the darkness. But the truth is that if, as Jesus said in the prayer, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father where? Within us. If heaven is in, heaven is right here, not somewhere in the skies. Actually, that is the divine paradox. That heaven is within us and all around us. God is within us and all around us. And hallowed be thy name. Once we give complete assurance that God is sacred, that we see God as supreme, that no other God is formed there, that we see that entity, that energy as something sacred, then we can see something sacred within ourselves because if God is within us, then we are also sacred ground. Understand? So our Father who is within us, once we hallow the name, there's a promise that comes forward after that. Your kingdom comes. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So once we open our hearts, our minds, our being to that which is already within us, it is already within each and every one of us. Some of us fail to allow it to come out of us, but it is within each and every one of us. And once we realize that, the kingdom comes in our temple, which is our body, our homes, our family community. It spreads out into the neighborhood. It spreads out to the city, spreads out to the world, because it's contagious. When we continue to shine, everyone wants to know how we do it. We also come to the realization, continuing on with Charles Fillmore, Keep It True Lent, heaven is somewhere present. It is the orderly, lawful adjustment of God's kingdom in man's mind, body, and affairs. It is what you hear us constantly talk about, or at least me, the Christ consciousness, the realm of divine ideas. Christ consciousness and the realm of divine ideas are one and the same. It is a state of consciousness in harmony with the thoughts of God. It's still one and the same. So the state of a consciousness in harmony with the thoughts of God is divine ideas. And once we open ourselves up to these divine ideas, we see that heaven is within us, within all of us. It is a place, it's a conscious sphere of our mind having all the attractions. It's a sphere in our mind having all the attractions described or imagined as belonging to heaven. So if we deem that the best community that we can have is loving and joy-filled and fun and supportive and diverse, then what do we have to be? The same. We have to at least grow into it, evolve into it, if we see that lacking. Because the truth is, if God dwells within us, and the presence of God makes it easy, we don't have to do anything except open up to it and say, "Thy will be done, your will be done, God. Just show me the way to be more love. Show me the way to be more diverse. Show me the way to be the healer. Show me the way to do your will of good, just as you showed Jesus. And just as Jesus taught us, show me the way, because I am worthy and deserving." In the Beatitudes, it confirms that, because Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." Did he not? It also said, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Dear hearts, you are the salt. You are that wonderful seasoning that brings out the flavor in life. You are that, when it's used properly, that preserves life. You are the salt of the earth. It continues, but if you misuse it, what good is it? You can't get the flavor back. It's only good for what? Throwing it on the ground and being used to be tread on, to help us melt the snow. But remember, you are also the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. You are a light. You are all beacons. Allow your light to shine. Why do we always try not to shine so brightly? Beloveds, if you are shining too bright for someone, just give them some sunglasses and continue to shine. Beloveds, and that's what this says. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And where is your Father in heaven? Within. You getting it? Father is all around. God is everywhere present. And for us especially, we need to remember that we don't have to do anything to get it. It's already there. Heaven is a state of consciousness that, once we open up to it and say, "This is what I see," once we continue to move back into our subconscious, which is that storehouse of all of our memories, the place where we store our feelings, our the things that have happened to us in life, and a lot of people say in our past lives, are stored there. And it's from that subconscious, when we need to bring up a thought in our consciousness, we take it. We open up a drawer. We open up a bin, we take it out, and we go, boom. Because something happened in our past, I believe this will happen, good or bad. When we do that, we need to take out from our warehouse some positive stuff, yes? Or at least if it wasn't positive, if you don't see something positive, at least bring something back that you know is God sent. That anytime you see anything that is of darkness, to know that if I am the light, I can bring light into this darkness. If things are unflavored, I am the salt that can bring some flavor into this life. Dear hearts, each and every one of us are the ones to bring forth what is needed into our community. As was read in the Daily Word today, the affirmation, all things are possible through the ageless omnipotence of my sacred self. Beloveds, we are all sacred. And so let us just continue to remember, how do we do this? Again, we'll find this in the Bible. If you want to learn how you can continue to move forward and being the salt, being the light, you'll find this in Romans 12:9. I believe this is 9 through 20. Love, you need to be love in action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. 3, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Now, we metaphysically know that the Lord is the law. The Lord also is the Son, which means that the Lord is also can be thought of as either divine ideas or the law of God. So continue serving that which is the truth within us and bringing that out and serving humankind. Actually, it's humankind, and as Karina said, all essence on this earth. If we have dominion of it, what a really bad job we're doing in holding our preciousness of ourselves and our earth. So it's all living things, yes? Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. 5, share with the Lord's people who are in need and practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Yeah, I think this is where a lot of us fall. Because it's kind of hard when someone's trying to bring you down. When someone in the vernacular is throwing shade or criticizing you. Now, I don't want to get them back, yes? Well, they hurt me, I'm going to hurt them back. No. Bless them. Have compassion for them because there's something going on with them. What is the saying? Hurt people hurt people. So I'm not saying be there while they hurt you. You don't have to be in that space for them to continue to do that. But while you're leaving that negativity, leave them by blessing them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Support your people. It's interesting. I didn't hear Pete say this, but this morning he was like, party was a part of his heaven. So if someone has something to party about, party with them. Rejoice. Have fun. Continue to lift them up. And if there's something to mourn about, be there in loving compassion and be there and mourn with them. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with anyone in any position. Do not be conceited. And do not repay anyone evil with evil. Be careful. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. See, the law of attraction is whatever you throw out there to anybody boomerangs right back at you. It might not be from the person or the thing that you threw some negativity at, but it's going to come back at you. And trust me, it is not God doing that. So many times in religiosity, they talk about how God is going to throw you a 2x4. It is just the nature of the law. It's just the law of the universe. God loves us. God just says, you know, sweetheart, whatever you want. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Throw out negativity. Oh, you want negativity? Oh, okay, I'll give it back to you. It's not a curse. You want prosperity? Throw it out there. Oh, okay, you want more prosperity? Okay, you bring it back in. Whatever you cast onto the universe, anything and everything, it comes back to you. So never, ever, ever, if someone's throwing shade at you, if someone's throwing negativity at you, don't throw it back. Allow God to take care of it, which is the next thing. Let the laws of the universe take care of it, not just God. We don't teach that God hates. God loves. God can't do anything but love. But the universal laws are that. So don't do that. Do not be overcome by negativity, but overcome negativity with good. They actually said evil. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I think those are fairly easy things to live by. Basically, with all of these, it just comes back down to the commandments that Jesus said. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And that wraps it all up. Because if you're loving everybody and loving yourself and loving God, the community that is heaven can only manifest. As the law of the land says, if we want heaven here on earth, that's what we're here to do. I'll leave you with the words of Myrtle Fillmore. And for those, we talk a lot about Charles Fillmore. Myrtle Fillmore is the co-founder of Unity, the wife of Charles, and I dare say the creator of Unity. That's another story I'll go into at depth at another time. Myrtle says, the new heaven and the new earth which are promised will not involve another creation, but simply a rolling up as a scroll of the erroneous concepts of man as the reality of things all about them. Those whose spiritual understanding is restored to them can now and here enjoy their new Jerusalem. It is simply knowing the real from the unreal. When man knows that he is already in heaven, no matter what his external circumstances might indicate. Beloved, she couldn't have said it any better. We are already in heaven. We just need to see it. We need to believe it. We need to actualize it. And with that, let us say our affirmation for the week, our denial and affirmation. Our denial is, I will not allow false appearances to alter my faith in humanity. The affirmation, I belong in a nurturing and amazing community. Now, if you agree with me in those statements, please join me twice in saying our denial and affirmation. I will not allow false appearances to alter my faith in humanity. I belong in a nurturing and amazing community. Allow that to seep in. Breathe it in. Sneeze it out. And let's say it one more time. I will not allow false appearances to alter my faith in humanity. I belong in a nurturing and amazing community. Yes, we do. And so it is. And also know that this church is an amazing and caring community. Let's also keep this ministry, this community, that way. God bless you all.